Hey, if you speak the truth, you ain't gotta argue the truth. Cause God don't really need a military. Microphone check 212. Freestyling this thing, what we gon' do? A 1-2-1-2. Microphone check, baby, what we gon' do? I'm back on it. Hey, you can listen to us in the back, homie. While your boy driving you up in a car, when you go shopping at that new mall, walking the boulevard with your dogs and them. And if you got opinion, please just call it in. I'm here for you. It's Can I Listen? And it's my road to message, but I gotta listen before I speak. Yeah, you gotta listen before I leak. You can feel it dripping. Hey, and then the rain hits your soul. That's your heart. That's the soil. Yeah, let it go. Then the sun comes out. All of a sudden, you grow. That's what we doing here, putting the light on the dark situation. But if you a star in a dark situation, just keep on twinkling. Cause guess what? Can't nobody out twinkle you. Cause can't nobody out twinkle you. Yo, what's happening? This is your man, Moro the Message, and this is Can I Listen? And yes, you can. Believe that. You can listen all you want. I want to say what's up to all of my star listeners out there. I want to say what's up to the Can I Listen Nation and all the guest appearances and people that just stopping by here and there checking me out. Because my goodness. Yes, Lord. Ooh-wee. I got something cooking, man. I'm chefing in the kitchen right now, right? And boy, have you ever been on a phone and you're listening to somebody, like you're really tuned in and actively listening to somebody, right? And you're not trying to respond and say what you want to say. You're not trying to find the right question to ask by what you listen to. You just soaking in what you need to be soaking in. Like you really listening. Well, I realized how much I didn't listen because of what happened. I'm listening to somebody talk, right? I'm not going to say no names, who they are, their title, or whatever, right? I'm listening to somebody talk. And as I'm listening, what they did was is they like, hey, bro, you still there? Hey, you still there? And I'm like, yeah, man, I'm just listening to you. You know what I'm saying? Because they stopped talking. It was in mid-sentence, right? So then I'm like, yeah, I'm still here, man. I'm listening. And I told them what I heard, and they kept going, right? So they kept going again, right? And they talking and talking and talking. And I like, hey, bro, you still there? And I'm like, yeah, man, I'm still here, man. Wait, why you keep asking me that, man? It just sounded like you wasn't there no more, man. Bro, let me tell y'all something. When you really listening to somebody and you not trying to jump into the double dutch conversation, you're not trying to jump into the jump rope conversation, you just kind of like checking it out, you know what I'm saying? And you just looking at it from afar and listening to what they're saying. There's a lot you can realize, you know, there's a lot you can really realize, because a lot of people, man, they'll talk to you and say, man, and they'll come to you with a conversation like, bro, what you think I ought to do with this situation, right? And they'll be like, man, can you pray for me? So these things happen, right? Hey, man, I need you to pray for me. A sister comes to you and be like, yo, I need you to pray for me. And it's like, what you want to pray for? And they'll be like, oh, I want you to pray that I get a man. Or they'll be like, oh, I want you to pray that I get a job. But when you listen to them, you realize that they have a problem with being humble, right? Or you're listening to them and they have a problem with always having to be in charge. Cause like when you are in charge, man, there's times where you have to really give up the reins to somebody else and let them do they do to help out with a situation and delegate, right? And if you're a manager, manager doesn't mean you're in charge. That just means you know when and when not to delegate and how and who to delegate to. Who to put in the right place to have things, like to be in charge of certain things. That's the same thing with like, they call them general managers for football teams. You know, they have a system, so they pick the right players in a draft to fit that system so that way they can have good chemistry. Are they looking for a certain type of player that has the chemistry that the team already has, and they will be an asset to that team and make that team greater, right? But what if you trying to be with somebody and your chemistry ain't right? Wink, wink. Oh, man, I got to do a whole nother episode on that. So anyways, and that's a side note. But anyways, what happens is what if your chemistry ain't right? What if you got envy in your heart? What if you got what if you after a situation just because somebody else just got promoted, or just because somebody else got married, or because somebody else just had a kid, and now you trying to rush and do it? Your heart is already wrong. Your chemistry off, baby. You feel me? Your chemistry is off. You know what I'm saying? So that is key. So now when I'm listening to you, I'm listening to how you done talked to me about stuff in the past, and then how you responded now. I'm looking at the big picture. So now when I pray for you, I'm praying for your chemistry. I'm not praying for you to get this person. I'm praying for your chemistry to be on point, or I'm praying for your salvation, right? Not praying for, oh, give her a man, Lord. Oh, give her the promotion, Lord. You gotta listen, though. So now let's get back to this listening thing with people saying, like, man, are you still there? Oh, now I'm about to revert it back on me now. Let's bring it back to me, because I ain't the only one that's been in that position before. And you not the only one that been in that position before. So what happens is you know how, like, you talking to God and you wanting something? And your chemistry might be off. You talking to God and you want this and you want that. You know what I mean? Bada bing, bada boom. And guess what? You be like, hey, you going through life and you're like, God, are you listening to me? You Google it, man. Hey, I'm telling you, bro, like, you're getting these situations, you're like, man, is God listening to me? Just like I was in that conversation, and God is telling me, like, yeah, you see what it feel like? This is what you be doing to me all the time. I'm like, wow. Wow. You got to be kidding me, right? You mean to tell me the same thing that everybody else is doing me? Oh, my God. So there's moments in your life and in our lives where we be like, man, God, are you listening to me? Yes, this happens, man. This happens, man. And it might be because you are praying for the wrong things, and you might need to look at your chemistry and get your chemistry right. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Get that heart right. You know what I'm saying? Get that heart right, you know. You know, become one through communion. You know what I'm saying? Like, one of them type of things, you know, because, you know, the wine is good for the heart. Makes the heart merry. Yes. Heart and the mind. So that wine, though, it's not just this, the physical wine. We're talking about the blood, sir. Yes, we're talking about the blood, sir. We are talking about the blood of Christ. The stuff that they put on the door for the Passover. Talking about the stuff that they drink when they do communion. We're talking about the things that make you one with him through remembrance. It's called a blood covenant. It's the same thing that happens when a married couple gets together and they engage in sexual activity for the first time and consecrate their marriage, and she bleeds because she's a virgin, and then they become one. So the blood represents that situation for us when it comes to Christ. You know what I mean? But man, I thoroughly enjoy talking to you guys about this, man, and sharing my heart with you all and with my experiences and what they show me, man. Like, what God shows me in these experiences, it's so helpful, man. So helpful for me, one, you know what I'm saying? Because I talk to you guys about me talking a lot, and guess what? We talking a lot. But I hope that me talking a lot help make sense so we can make change in our lives and other lives by sharing this podcast with other people, by sharing this podcast with yourself, and me listening to myself and saying, you know what, I need to take my own advice. You dig? Hey, man, every day is a good day. I hope we find out what's good in it. My hope is that you will find out what's good in it. It's such a difference when you say my hope is than just saying like, I hope. Yeah, I'm going to start changing it up. My hope is that every day is a good day and that you find out what's good in it. Because what's inside of you is something good. All right, man. Y'all take it easy. I love y'all. Peace, and appreciate you guys' support. We out. I hate to be the pallbearer of bad news, y'all, but that's the end of the show. I like to thank you guys for tuning in to Can I Listen? If you like what you hear, please, man, leave us a review on any platform that you listen to us on. And follow and subscribe. That helps us get to a bigger audience. And if God brings somebody to your attention while you were listening to the show, please share it with them. Love you guys. Peace. Can't wait to see you next week.